بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. ويقول الله عز وجل وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخذتني إلى أجل قريب. ويقول الله عز وجل وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وبادروا بالأعمال الصالحة وبادروا بالأعمال الصالحة. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be praised. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has no partners, associates, there's nothing like Him at all. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a doubt, is Allah's messenger, His last messenger. No prophets, no messengers after Him at all. Brothers and sisters, know for a fact that whomever Allah guides, you are guided aright. I don't care what the scientists say. I don't care what the anthropologists say. Historians say, if Allah guides you, you got it right. And whomever Allah leads to err cannot be guided aright. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our own self. My dear brothers and sisters, all of us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give His blessings to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will continue to say that the Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshaAllah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family, those who sacrificed and were with him, and those great companions and the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, in today's khutbah, I'm going to ask of every one of you, brothers and sisters, to do something within 48 hours. And I'm so serious about what I'm going to ask you to do within 48 hours that inshallah for the next few weeks, every time we see each other, we're going to remind each other what we ask each other to do in the next 48 hours. Some people will hear this khutbah inshallah next year, even 10 years from now, even after we are dead and gone. And I ask anyone who hear this tape of this khutbah, after hearing it, I want them in 48 hours to do what I'm going to ask you and myself to do, inshallah. Khutbahs are not just to be listened to be enjoyed. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to learn from Quran and Sunnah and then implement what you hear. If you don't do what I'm asking you to do from Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you're not fulfilling your obligation to come to the khutbah to learn to implement. Inshallah. I quote an ayat from Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. All you who believe, spend out of what we, Allah, have provided for you until there comes a day when there is no business, no trade, no traffic, no friendship, and no intercession. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And spend out of what we have provided for you until death comes. فَيَقُولَ, and then you say, رَبِّي, oh Allah, لَوْ لَا أَخَرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh Allah, please, just delay it for another day. Don't send the death now. Please, Allah, and all of us are going to want to say that. When the death angel comes to visit us, the death angel will come to take our life. And we're going to say, wait, just give me a little more time. There'll be no time. When the death angel comes, there's no pleading, no arguing, nothing you can say at that moment. Oh, please, wait, delay it. No delay. And you know when the death angel's coming? For some it will come before the day is over. For sure. Every 2 seconds, 3 people die. Last year, over 50 million people died. And you know what? 50 million times the death angel came. Muslims too. Good Muslims. But you know what? When the death angel comes, no hesitation. That's it. Brothers and sisters, I want you to leave with you the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a well-quoted hadith. Even though this hadith is mursal, there's some interruption in the chain of narratives, but the hadith is so strong, so good. Laid by Tirmidhi, that I decided to leave that with us today for us to consider from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, "Ittanim khamsin qabla khams." Seize, grab hold of 5 things before 5. This is profound. This is profound. What I'm about to tell you, brothers and sisters, is profound. Do these 5 things before 5 things. He said, grab them. Grab hold of these. Seize it. And I want to say this, brothers and sisters. The Middle East, in my opinion, suffer from a tragic disease that many of us suffer from, and that is the disease of procrastination. You know, the word procrastination is a Latin word. Literally, it means put forward for tomorrow. That's the literal meaning of procrastination. You go to Mecca. You want some business done, ghadan, tomorrow. In the Middle East, غدان غدان غد, tomorrow. Why the rush? Nonchalant. Casual. Tomorrow, come back tomorrow. Why don't you do it now? Tomorrow. This is the attitude of the Middle East. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons they fail. And you know what? A lot of us suffer from this disease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, سَارِئُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّةٌ لِّلْمُتَّقِينَ. Rush, run toward the forgiveness of your Lord and a garden whose width is as large as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I want to do today in this khutbah and these people here, I want to put fire under us. Yeah. All of us need fire. We have to run. Because you know what? you will see, brothers and sisters, before this khutbah is over, how much all of us are procrastinating. And you know what? It may cost us our life. No. It may cost us our eternal life. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Run, rush toward the forgiveness of thy Lord. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, badiru bil a'mali salihah. Rush, don't delay in the doing of good deeds. Today, brothers and sisters, I'm demanding everyone here to do something within 48 hours. Brothers, sisters, parents, children, immigrants, citizens here, all of you have to do it. I'm going to push you to do it, and I'm going to check. We're going to check each other, inshallah. He says, اقتغم خمسا قبل خمس. Seize these five things, these five golden opportunities before five. He said, شبابك قبل حرامك. Your youth before your old age. Oh, what magnificent wisdom. Some of you here in this masjid right now are young. Backs are strong. You know what? Soon, you're going to be old. Yeah. Some of you are already up there in age. The Prophet is warning us that while you are young, and brothers and sisters, I don't care if you're 50, 60 years old, you are younger now than 10 years from now. So you better seize your moment now, especially the older you are. You know that in 1950, there were 9 million people in this country 65 years old and older. 9 million. But now, in 1993, and that was something like 7% of the population, now 12-point-something percent of the population is 65 and over. Over 35 million Americans, 65 and over. Millions over 80. A lot over 100. But guess what? Some of your wives are pregnant right now. Some of your wives had a baby this year. We had an aqiqah for them. By the time your baby born this year is 40, the population in America of people over the age of 65 will be over 21% of the population. 65 million. 65 million Americans will be 65 and over. And it will be some of us. Some of us sitting here right now with these black beards, your beard will be gray. And you'll be bent over. And the Prophet said, seize hold of your youth before you get old. Why? You ever notice the Prophet says, Allahumma, he used to make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhika min al-haram. I seek refuge from old age. You seek refuge from old age? Yeah. This word haram also means senility. You know what happens when you start getting old? Come see now. Your memory is not the same. You notice when you're older, it's more difficult to memorize ayahs from Quran, more difficult to study. And the older you get, you're going to find it's more and more difficult. Why? It's not an accident. It's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Quran, and I want to see what Allah says in Quran. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَنْ نُعَامِرْ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي خَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَأْقِلُونَ. And whoever we give prolonged life, we will make them have a reversal in nature. Don't you understand? You know what they call old age? They call it second childhood.
Because if you live long enough, you're going to act just like you did when you were a baby. You want to live a long time. So, your teeth will fall out just like you were when you were a baby. Some of us are losing our teeth right now. Part of old age. You're not going to see as well as you see now. You're going to lose it. Your mind won't be as sharp as it is now. Your mind is sharp. Live long enough. There's going to be a reversal in age. You know, brothers and sisters, some of us, if we live long enough, we'll be wearing Pampers again. Yeah. Yeah, old people, a lot of old people wear Pampers. A lot of old people, yeah, have to be fed baby food. An old person can't eat meat. No, when you get old, there's going to be reversal in nature. Hair going to fall out. And all these beautiful women who pride themselves in their beautiful bodies, how they can entice men, let them live long enough. No man going to be interested in them. And even if they were naked, but men would turn their head, no, I don't want to see it. This is the way it is. Wrinkles, old age, because that's the nature. Allah reverses it. So when you're young, you better appreciate it, because you're only going to be young once, man. You're not coming back there again. So do it now while you're young. Yeah. Jihad fi sabilillah. While you're young. Because you're old, 70, 75 years old. What kind of jihad can you do, brother? Can't do it then. Do it now. Look, we can make salat. We can get in sajda. We can get in ruku. But the older you get, you can't get down in sajda anymore. You can't get in ruku. Most will sit down on a chair if they can make it to the masjid at all. Some wanted to make Hajj. Never made Hajj. Never did. You see some people making Hajj? People have to carry them. Old age. Huh? So, you better seize the opportunity now. You young brothers, seize it now. Exercise now. Train now. Study now. Learn now. Read Quran now. Before it's too late, man. Do it now. Grab hold of five before five. He says, Shababik. Your youth. Qabla haramik. Before your old age. Then he said, Wasihatika. Qabla sakamik. Your health before your sickness. You see, brothers and sisters, we're blessed. Good health. But you know what? One of our brothers right now is in the hospital. One of our brothers we used to see every day. A stroke. He can't do for himself anymore. Instantaneously, it happened. Can't go to work anymore. How many of you have good health and you don't take advantage of it? You're going to get sick. Yeah. If you live long enough, you know, brothers and sisters, last year over 93,000 Americans died. Accidents. Slip on a stair. You know something? You can drive in a car. Accident. You can become disabled. Easily. You can walk out the door. Become disabled. That's how it is. If you knew, brothers and sisters, that every year over 1 million people are injured on stairs. Over 600,000 people injured on a bike. How many thousands of people injured in the water? In a plane accident. How many people are shot and become disabled? So you better grab hold to your health now while you're healthy until you become unhealthy. You know something, brothers and sisters? Some of us may lose our sight. How would it be if you can't see anymore? Do you value your eyes now? Do you value the fact that you can see, you can read Quran, you can read Hadith? How will it be if all of a sudden you can no longer read, you can't see anymore? Wouldn't you wish, oh, if I can get my eyesight back again, I would just read the Quran and I would do this and I would study. Too late. Too late. Youth before age, your good health before your sickness. And then he said, غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, your wealth before your poverty. You know, brothers and sisters, it is reported that there are between 500,000 and 3 million Americans homeless. See, right now, all of you happy, you got a house to go to, you got a home to go to. They say the average person is one or two paychecks away from being homeless. What happens if you lose your job? Allah bless you. Even those who are merchants, those who ride cabs, you got income coming in. Some have no income. What happens if you have no income? I was in Portland, and a brother who gave a talk told me to relay this story to you. And I'm going to do it now and show you. It's a true story. And the brother that it happened to said that everybody must learn from his lesson. He was an engineer, I think electronic engineer. He had a very good job, making big money. And his wife, I think, was a doctor. She had some kind of a degree, and she had a good job. Both of them had good jobs. This particular year, they decided to delay the paying of their zakat. Zakat is mandatory, especially those who have wealth, they have money. You have to pay zakat. If you don't, you'll be punished in the day and hereafter. Yeah, you'll be punished for not paying your zakat. Do you know that? Do you know that you can go to hellfire for not paying zakat? Yeah. So you got to take this serious. This deen is very serious. Not paying zakat is a qabair. Big sin. Big sin, huh? So this particular brother and sister, they decided they're going to delay their paying of zakat. You know why? They decided that year they wanted to buy a house. So they bought a house on interest, or riba. So, you know, plenty of time to make it up later. I'll get myself together later. You know what happened? Soon after that, this brother lost his job. It was another week his wife lost the job. Soon, they lost their house. They couldn't get another job for 2 years. 2 years. They had to move their entire family with somebody, and they shared one room. His wife, him, and I think two or three children. They shared one room, somebody's house. And you know what? After 2 years, Allah blessed the brother to get a job again. All of his qualifications. He was a security guard in the warehouse, making $5 an hour. Yeah. He had all that wealth. And all of a sudden, he had nothing. What happens? You lose your job. You know people losing their job every day in America? Hundreds of thousands. What happens if you lose your job? But you know what? Right now you have some wealth, you have some money. You better use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You better give it up. You better give up some sadaqah. You better pay some zakat. You better help the poor. You better help the masjid. You better help the cause of Islam. You better pay some money in jihad. Fi sabilillah. Seize five things before five. Your youth before your old age. Your health before your sickness. And your wealth before your poverty. Then he said, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, your leisure time before the time comes when you're going to be so busy. I watch this sometimes. Brothers have so much free time. What you do with your free time? Leisure time. You know, this masjid is blessed. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes I come here trying to do some work, and I can't do it just answering the phone. I can't do it. It's full time. I get on the phone, and as I'm speaking, someone else is calling constantly. Alhamdulillah, we have brothers like Abdul Karim and Mujahid and Sulaiman who answer the phone, who help me, who spend their spare time. They do it for free.
a volunteer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What a tremendous help for me.
These brothers, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Then you have brothers like Umar, who comes here, Umar Shakir, he comes here, everything the masjid needs, everything, he gives it all. Something needs to be done. Here he comes, he's doing it.
For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Others, they sit down for hours at a time, rapping, laghwa, vain talk, and don't even take a broom, clean the masjid. Time wasted. 30 hours a week watching TV. Videos, 30, 40 hours. Radio, hour after hour after hour, wasting time, man. You don't pick up a book and you don't help anybody. You get on the phone and you backbite and you slander. Wasting time.
Rather than going to visit one of the brothers and sisters in the hospital who are sick.
Yeah.
No, wasting time. You know?
Some of us are going to have plenty of time, but the question is, what do you do with your free time? What do you do with your spare time?
I suggest that we study more, learn more Quran, learn more Hadith, spend time with the family.
Some of us are now so busy. Always busy, always working. People call me on the phone. Brother Imam Siraj, you busy? I'm always busy. I don't know what it's like not being busy. There's so much work to do, and I can't do it by myself. But all you brothers and sisters have so much time, all the time that you have, man. And I don't see the work here being done because you're so busy doing nothing. Running away from the work. No, you need to run to the work. You got all this spare time? Bring some here, man.
Bring some here. Bring some to your family. It's not a waste of time spending time with your wife and your children. No. That's not a waste of time. You have to give them their share. It's not even a waste of time to take some leisure time for yourself. This is okay. But you have to balance it out.
You can't play all the time. I watch. I'm driving in the city sometimes. And you watch. Every street corner, if there's not a park with the guys playing basketball, they got a little rim on a tree shooting around. Every day, everywhere you go, everybody playing basketball, everybody playing football, everybody playing baseball. You don't have time for all that, brother. You mean you have all that time to sit down on a stoop for hour after hour?